Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It's a show. We talk about the upcoming game. Yankees game. My name is John Boy, and I've got my co-host, the Swedish Fish Killer, Jake.
SFK. Should I get that tatted?
Uh-huh. Inside your nostril?
I had totally forgotten about that until right now, and I feel sick again. So thank you.
You just thought about Swedish Fish and you got sick?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Tough. Tough.
Yeah.
It's NFL Sunday, Jake. A lot of people are watching the foosball. I am. Giants are getting their butts kicked so far. But
a little 2-minute drill coming from Eli. Buckle up, babe.
Love it. But it is also Sunday night baseball, and the Yankees are participating in that. And it's weird to have Sunday night baseball and it not be the last game of the series, but hey. That's where we are. That's how it goes. Fun stuff. We got a lineup that's pretty cool. Should I just get into it?
Get into it, Jimmy.
The lineup is the same exact lineup as yesterday, which was the same exact lineup as the day before. DJ LeMahieu at third. Aaron Judge in right field batting second. Didi in the 3-hole. Gary cleaning up. Edwin behind him in the 5-hole. Gleyber Torres, Brett Gardner, Voit, and Talkman rounded out 3 days in a row. This is what I asked for on our podcast. I said, I want them to roll out their A lineup multiple days in a row. We didn't know if they would. You had doubts. Are you happy they're actually doing it? You didn't think they would.
Yeah, I think when we originally talked about it, you had mentioned like at the end of the season –
at any time, like I said, just choose like a series. Just choose a week. Just do it.
Okay. Yeah. So that's I mean, with this Red Sox series, again, I think tonight's the official funeral, all black, as the Patriots start their season. Boston fans aren't even going to care about this game at all. And yeah, so the Yanks were looking for a good competitive series. So the Red Sox, and they rolled it out for 3 days straight. A lot of fun. And yeah, I think tonight Porcello on the bump. We've knocked him around pretty good this year. And I mean it's a Patriots game night in Boston. There is no Red Sox game. So I think the Yankees go out, do their thing, and yeah, they did bring up a ton of guys today, Jim. Like Urshela's back today, Tyro came up, Higgy came up, Bravik, Vicky V. If it gets ugly, I mean you'll see huge substitutions, but they're rolling it out again. I'm interested. I think if they win tonight, I think it's off for tomorrow. I don't think they roll it out there again. If they lose tonight, there's a chance they roll it again.
Well, is tomorrow a day game? Because then, no, tomorrow's a night game. I think they're going to roll it again. We'll see. I think it might depend on this result, but we'll see. But I'm loving it. I like that they did this. I mentioned on the podcast that I thought you got to get 1 week, one stretch in there where you every day. And I think that they need to do this again. Like they need to find another series in a week and do it again and just say, this is our lineup. We're rolling with it.
Yeah. Or maybe I think there's that 2-gamer in Tampa. Maybe you take those 2 games seriously. I definitely would like to do it for another series at some point. I just, at the end of the series, it's at Texas, and then I think the one before that doesn't matter either. So I think that's just going to be rest up season.
Season. All right, so our lineup versus Pretty Ricky. We got Voit has good numbers. 6-for-11, Jake. No home runs, but 6-for-11, 5.45 batting average. Yesterday, Voit had a nice walk and then first pitch double, and I was like, ooh. That was like a little bit climbing the ladder. So hopefully he can see Porcello and get some good stuff continuing for him. Edward Encarnacion, good numbers. He's got a 580 slugging, a 280 batting average, and 51 plate appearances against Porcello. Brett Gardner, 295 batting average, 819 OPS in 67 plate appearances. Didi's numbers aren't great, but he has two home runs. Gary Sanchez numbers aren't great, but he has a home run. And Judge's numbers are the worst of the bunch, but there's a lot of history here, so you never know how that plays. It looks like Voit and Edwin and Gardy have good numbers, and Edwin and Gardy have good numbers in a lot of plate appearances.
And Jim, Porcello's just having a pretty bad season. His ERA is at 5.63. The John Boy starting pitcher stat that we're trying to invent. I mean, it is a hunt right now in his game logs to find a couple.
Really?
I mean, there's a couple in there, but I mean, he's at 28 starts. And I mean, if like it starts getting into like, are we giving him five innings pitch, two earned runs? But yeah, man, ERA is at 5.63. It's been above five since end of June. And like you said, the Yankees, I mean, they had one of the London games was against them. I eliminate that for Tanaka, so I can eliminate it for Rick. He did have a six-inning, three-earned run in that blowout game, the 19-3 game, the last stand at Fenway. But I don't know. There's Yanks rolling out their good lineup, Patriots night in Fenway.
He's got a decent amount of the John Boy compete. I've got it at 17 starts.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of those are tricky, and it could go down to like four. It could be below half. I mean,
wait.
Take away a five inning pitch, two earned run, you're getting close to half of his games.
I have it down to 16. 16, okay. John Boy competes.
So, and again, out of 28 starts, it's not great.
It's not great. No, you want it to be like 75%.
Yeah.
Not good. On the bump for the Yankees, Masahiro Tanaka.
Your guy, Jim.
We're getting into the part of this series that I was really excited about, which is the Tanaka start and the Paxton start. We'll talk about Paxton tomorrow. Tanaka got absolutely shelled, man. I mean, he is a prideful dude. And the last time he was in Fenway, he gave up 12 earned runs. Boone made him eat it, ruined his entire season's average numbers because of this one start. And I don't know. I think we might see like a revenge Tanaka. Like, this might be the biggest game of Tanaka's season in his head.
Ooh, interesting.
Like, because he got embarrassed and he is a man of pride.
And I see what you're saying, Tanaka, pride-wise. I don't know. I'm kind of – I feel like you and I are opposite ends of these a lot. I think this game is nothing for Tanaka. It's hey, if they get you, the Red Sox had you this season. If you twirl a good one, like, good. We love you, Tank.
Sunday Night Baseball, like, national television, Tank revenge
game. First week of NFL. I don't know.
Tanaka couldn't name a team.
Tanaka loves the NFL. He's in the league with Gardy. They share a team, and they run it very intensely.
Gardy doesn't give a fuck about the NFL. He's a college football
player. Oh, you didn't listen. Oh, they talked about that on R2C2. They said that during the season, when it's football season on Sundays, Gardy comes in between innings and asks for updates on all his fantasy players.
Oh, so he's a fantasy guy? He's a football guy. Gardy's a fan, like, asks for updates on his fantasy guys?
I think it's almost in a mocking way.
I hope that doesn't.
Like, I think it's shots fired at baseball a little bit. Like, oh, it's just out there in the field. What are you pitchers doing? What's going on?
That lessens the allure of the made up character that I have of Gardner in my head, worrying about his fantasy. That's not who Brett Gardner is in my head. That's who Ottavino is. Damn, gross. Anyway,
I like it.
Talkman getting a lot of run, like him getting these games in. It's kind of everyone else. You understand it, DJ, Judge, everyone else down the line. You understand it. Talkman being a regular in this, like, hey, we're playing our regulars, and Talkman's in there. That's kind of cool for him. Also, a challenge.
and what's developing, man. I mean, the Hicks news came out, and that's looking like pretty much end game. He'd need something pretty crazy to happen to be able to come back.
I think he's going to be put on the 60. They got to make room soon for Ben Heller. And it's either Hicks goes to the 60 day or they release Dahl/Lyons, which they very well can.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be shocked if Hicks goes to the 60 day.
Yeah. There's a chance they might, I don't know. At the same time, I think it'd be easier for them to get rid of Lyons just in case Hicks does somehow get better. You don't want to have put him on the 60 day L and now there's no coming back from that.
That's true.
So we'll see. But yeah, the Gardy Talkman thing could become a conversation. I think it seems pretty clear. Like, Gardy will play center field. If there's a tough lefty, you just use Talkman because he's got good numbers against lefties. Like, it almost is a platoon.
the two lefty platoon. I mean, Gardy's starting games in the postseason.
Oh, I mean, very much so. But I'm saying, Talkman, if Giancarlo comes back, which is the big conversation, and it was funny when they were talking about it the other day. And Jim, I mean, I'll jump it into my what to watch for. Oh, Noodle the Doodle Dog wearing a Broncos jersey right now. Like that a lot.
Your dog's wearing a jersey?
Dog's wearing a jersey. You want to see him?
Does he hate it?
Pretty good.
I like it more than I thought I was gonna like it.
Dog wearing clothes is usually pretty good. Dude, did you hear the Meredith quote about Voit?
Yeah, I mean, I put zero stock in it.
I just think it's funny, man. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton is Giancarlo Stanton. If he does get healthy, which is the big question, they basically were like, yeah, well, Voit's got to get it going. Otherwise, it's not much of a problem. And it's like, whoa. Like, we're doing that kind of stuff?
Well, that's just how it shakes out. Like, I don't see the shock value there. How else would it shake out?
Well, I mean, A, it's what does Stan come back at? I mean, this is podcast stuff, but it's can he play outfield? Because then that factors into, like, Talkman, and maybe it doesn't involve him. But, yeah, I mean, it would put Voit or Edwin on the chopping block, which, again, like you were saying, I think we did this last pregame show. Like, Voit's a guy that was hitting two-hole for us for a while and was, like, the main course of this offense. So, I don't know. That's some big pitcher stuff. But we get to do that because we've dominated this season. What's up, Red Sox fans? Why are you listening to a Yankees pregame show, losers?
Oh, wow. Losers. Okay, cool. Cool.
Okay. What else do we got? You got a PPP?
Pitching path to V.
To party.
Oh, pitching path to party. I get it. Well, who pitched yesterday? Isn't it just like... Oh,
why
Kenley...
did yesterday's game feel like it was 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, isn't that wild? Yesterday's game does feel
is
like
it just because like football started?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's like there's been things in between games for the first time in forever. Well, yesterday, Ottavino, Canely, Chapman, and Britton went. But Britton only threw 7 pitches. Canely threw 14. And they might want to get Canely back out there as quick as possible because he had no changeup at all. And maybe,
the
Eagles
four horsemen available?
Four horsemen. Yes.
Okay. Roll it.
Yeah. I think they're available. I think they may try to just use 2 of 4. If they can.
I think I think they've been pretty firm with that. I mean, if it's going to be a close game and Tanaka gives them 5 and he's got to fly, I don't think they'll be shy to use anyone. They haven't been shy against for back-to-back appearances all year.
Yeah. Yeah. Boom. It's the Homer draft. Did we have we talked so much. I don't think we threw out like what to watch for us, but we got a lot of good talking in, so I think we're good.
I think it's Voit. You said his stats versus Porcello. You mentioned the 2 good at bats to kind of end his game yesterday. Like I don't know. Get it going, Voit, or now's the time.
Cool. If Canely comes in, I'm going to see if he has a curveball, has a changeup, because it was, I was watching with Katie's dad yesterday. I was like, watch his changeup. And I showed him GIFs of like old changeup. And then he was like, it's not doing it. And I was like, yeah, it's not. It's like, damn. His changeup's just kind of floating. And he was getting hit hard. So I'll do that. Watch out for JD molesting people because, you know, we don't want that.
Yeah, and, bad look for baseball.
What's that?
Bad look for baseball.
Yeah. He was just checking her pulse is what I heard.
I mean, I've heard a lot of different things around it.
Wow. No, I got no what to watch for. Enjoy it.
There you go.
Cool. Let's go to the Homer draft. You got on the board yesterday, Jake. Congratulations.
Thanks, James.
You had the Edwin home run. Dude.
I had the it was perfect logic. His at-bats were so bad the day before, and he's Edwin. So he just came back, and he killed one.
Why that Edwin home run where he hit the home run, and then he just kind of shrugged? But that feels like 2 weeks ago.
Feels so long ago.
I don't get it. I get it. But, yeah, it was fun. All right, I get to go first. And for those keeping track at home, I cannot choose Gary, Edwin, Judge, Didi. Now, with them having the same lineup every day, if they do the same lineup again tomorrow, I think like we won't be able to do the homer draft. But, okay, so I cannot take Gary, Judge, Edwin, Didi. And Jake has already taken Glaber and DJ, so I shouldn't choose either of them in my first pick. That's six guys. Okay, so I'm taking Voit with my first pick.
Voit, I like it. That was the pick. Proud of you, Jim. Who am I going to go with? I have a decision that I have to make. You know what? I'm going to take Gary. It's too risky. If they win tonight, I think they rest him tomorrow. So I will take Gary. And who else should I take, Jim? Who should I pair him with? Should
you got Talkman, you got Judge, you got Gardner, you got...
I'll go Judge. I'll go with the big boys today. I'll flex on them.
I'm going Gardner.
Nice.
I don't know why. My other options were Talkman, and that's all I think. Yeah. Or Glaber. I could have went Glaber. But for some reason, man, Gardner, he's in this home run race with Judge, and I think he really wants to beat him. He doesn't care that Judge had a half season.
Zero care.
Yeah.
Brett Gardner wants to remind Aaron Judge for the rest of his years that he out-homered him in 2019.
Yo, you know how you are addicted to Swedish Fish and you're shamed and it fills you with guilt and terribleness?
I wouldn't even say, like, is addicted the right word? Because, like, I can fend them off, like, for months at a time. But when it comes up,
when you see it, though, you can't fend yourself, and that's addiction.
No.
People who go to rehab don't drink in rehab, but then when booze is around them, that's when it, you know, the battle begins. And you've lost every battle once the battle begins.
I've lost every battle once the battle begins. I will not argue that at all.
Well, I'm the same way with kettle corn, but I love it so much.
Oh, yeah. How was it at the truck?
Oh, I bought two bags. I still got a bag.
Yeah.
I don't feel gross after. That's the thing. It's like Swedish Fish. You eat a ton, you feel disgusting. Kettle corn is a little light. My teeth get a little sugary, but it's so good. It's so good. Anyway.
You going to go after another bag tonight?
I'm going to go. Yeah, as soon as I end this, I'm going to go fill a solo cup with kettle corn. And then I'm just going to sit here and shovel into my mouth as I watch football.
Freaking blaze it before, dude, and just be like ripping on kettle corn?
Yo. Katie's parents are here, and Katie's dad brings Void. And whatever pen he brought, or I don't even know the terminology because I know nothing.
Sure.
Been so
the real stuff?
Oh, dude, I've been getting like painted to my seat just looking at Katie smiling high. Like,
yeah. That's a dream, man.
But I do it after the post-game recaps.
After the post-game.
Bitches.
We're working.
You motherfuckers. Anyway, over-under. Yesterday they set it at 11.5. We both said under.
The dumbest over-under.
Is the dumbest over-under they've ever given. Yeah, man, I was playing Monopoly Deal. We were playing Ticket to Ride. And they bought us a ticket to ride that's in America. So I know all the cities. So, like, they were going, like, Houston to Dallas. And I was like, oh, I got to get out of that eat. So making all these jokes. They're like, how are you?
Oh, no. What do you think the over-under is?
Oh, 10. Noodle. For a little bit, I couldn't tell who the difference was.
It's basically the same people.
Same over brain, under. Different exterior. Same inside, different outside.
Jim, I think they might keep it, like, put it at 11 just because, like, Tank's gotten rocked and Porcello's bad. Let's check it out.
They should drop it at 10 if they know what's good for them.
11.
Stupid. Under.
I mean, think I'm going to take the over, Jim.
They're underestimating the Tanaka revenge factor. Like, he's a man of pride. Oh, Giants with a big run or catch.
I get that. I feel like Tanaka gets monstered once, and it's just like it'll be a great Tanaka start. It'll be like what would normally be a 6-inning, one earned run start. It'll be like 6-3, 6-4 because he gets monstered.
Okay. Well, you're a cocksucker.
Okay. Whoa. Jeez. Back to you guys in the booth.
Come on. Yo, you need to watch the video I just posted on umpire Mike Estabrook.
Okay.
I had a line that I didn't prepare but made me laugh when I said it, which is my favorite. It looks like he made out with a bottle of suntan lotion. His lips are white. His lips are, like, white. They're different colors. They're, like, lighter than his skin. I laugh in the breakdown because I didn't plan that joke. It just came to me, and then I thought it was really funny.
That's good. Oh, I just saw the Giants play. That was nice.
Yeah, it was a nice throw by Eli, who's old.
Oh, I thought it was Ellie.
Ellie. Dude, I like Shermer, but I hate him. When I see him on the sidelines, I'm like, I think I hate that guy. But I think he can be a good football coach. But all his antics just look like, dude, you look like such a fucking dick. It is tough. All right, that's my analysis. Maybe I'll hop on talking Giants. Can I give you my Pat Shermer take? I think he could be a good coach, but every time I see him, I think, you're a fucking dick. So
I talked to Bobby briefly. I was like, we should do like a fun 15 minutes, you, me, and Bobby, and you and I just asking generic Giant questions and seeing his answers. Is Pat Shermer a Giant dick? Would be one of them.
Yeah, be good. Seve's coming back up after his start Wednesday with Trenton.
So is he going to make his debut at our game?
I don't know. Let me check it out. We got to sell those out. We're pretty close.
I think it might be.
It's sold out already?
Yeah, we'll make a big push tomorrow.
Luis Severino will pitch again for the Trenton Thunder on Wednesday, then rejoin the Yankees. Aaron Boone said they want to build him up in a controlled environment.
Is that a little John Boy, Bob Shepard hybrid in there?
That was Brian Hoke's voice. This is my spot-on Brian Hoke impression. Here's another.
Hoke just busted out a John Sterling perfect impression. It's like, okay, Brian, that should be the first thing you tell us.
Now, here's my another impression of Brian reading a tweet. These are the voices in which he tweets, not his real actual voice. Hella said he was tall. Can't do it.
Sorry.
We're out. Heller said he was told he would be activated for the Tigers series. The event is on the 17th. That's someone Nicole asked in the chat. September 17th.
That's some tickies.
I knew your eyes were like that for a reason. No, wrong. My eyes are just very pretty blue. 2003, best eyes. Middle Lake Zurich, Middle School South. Winner. and I stare at screens all day. You know, see all screens?
Look at the pretty eyes.
Look at all these screens. There's a screen. There's a screen. There's other screens. Jake, can you say those last words you always say to end the show?
Screen City.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.